It's so much fun to get flying high and then to project your thoughts. What Jerry and Esther notice as they are moving about the world, that as they're flying high much of the time, they rendezvous with so many children in so many places because the children are on that wavelength. And occasionally a waiter or occasionally someone in a hotel or occasionally an adult, but it is usually children. And so what you're wanting to do is to decide what feedback you want, tune yourself to that feedback, and then go for it. But don't just randomly start projecting thoughts that anyone could pick up on because you don't want to have a conversation with everyone.
Right. Okay. Yes. Another thing along the lines of feeling, like a gentleman who was sitting in the chair yesterday was telling me a story last night that he saw on the internet about some divers had freed a whale from a net, and the whale, rather than swimming away, came back and looked at each one of the divers, and one of the divers expressed that he felt like the whale was thanking him. And when I heard that story, it really touched me and made me cry. And much the same, I thought it was really beautiful, much the same way that Jerry has talked about Neil Donald Walsh crying about those cards. And then in my cabin, I saw a movie that, a love story that had an ending where the two lovers come together, and I started crying about that. And I'm not understanding what the emotions that I'm feeling in those moments, like where they stand on your so-called emotional scale, because there seem to be a lot of complex things happening simultaneously. I'm celebrating love and connection. Sometimes in the love stories, there's also a part of yearning where I want some of that for myself. So I don't know where sadness or being touched in such a way that I'm brought to tears fits on an emotional scale, what my vibration is while that kind of thing is happening, and what I'll be attracting as a result of that.
The most important thing to realize when you have that sort of emotional release, that the tears are the evidence of a pretty strong emotional release, focus upon the word release. And we think the word release and the word relief are synonymous. So something that you are witnessing or hearing, experiencing, is giving you that feeling of relief, which means something in that moment has caused you to turn and allow something that you weren't allowing just before. Now, in the movie where the lovers are having struggle, you might be turned upstream with them as you are witnessing it. And when they come together in appreciation of each other, then you experience the same release. As the great whales are coming back to express their acknowledgement of well-being to someone. In all of that, in all of the stories that you were describing, and it is certainly something that we can feel in your vibration, is this closing of this gap is everything that you're reaching for. And anything that causes you to move in the direction of that gives you that sort of sensation. We like the way you talk about how you're having a similar feeling under different sets of circumstances. People sometimes will say, I'm crying. Are these sad tears or are these happy tears? And we say, if you're not trying to relate your tears and how you're feeling to anybody else, it's much easier for you to acknowledge that in every case, whether you call it sad or happy, it is release and it is relief and it is turning and going downstream and it is a good thing.
Okay, because it does feel good.
Yes.
I acknowledge that. Okay, great. One last question, and this is very important for me. I had an encounter, an interaction with a certain very, very well-known actress where I was showing, you know, great appreciation for her artistry and her just her focus and her ability to do all the great things she's doing. And I visibly touched her and moved her. And we had, over the course of the next two sessions, some very powerful connections, which have stayed with